This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Tomorrow, in a downtown Denver ballroom, the white coats meet the suits. Colorado's top biotech scientists step out of their labs and run their big ideas by venture capitalists. The idea is to bring new products to market. This event is called the Venture Showcase, put on by the Colorado Bioscience Association. And we're joined by Executive Vice President April Giles. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
At this event, five biotech startups will meet potential investors. We don't have time to talk about all five, but Boulder Siva Therapeutics caught my attention.
Yeah, you know, Siva is a really interesting company. They're working on something called Siva Rods, which is basically a gold nanorod that can be injected into the skin because they're looking at treating skin cancers. And so they can inject the rod into the skin and then use a red ultraviolet light to heat that rod. And when the rod gets heated with the light, it essentially breaks up the tumor cells to be removed from the body.
And so the gold is actually injected into the cancerous portion of the skin?
It is, exactly.
Okay. So and it's how very... How big is a nano rod?
Oh my goodness. So small that you can't even see it. Smaller than one single hair on your head.
And this is an alternative to what?
To chemotherapy. Or radiation, which have tremendous side effects that go along with them. So the Siva rods do not have those side effects, but are as potent as the chemotherapy or the radiation would be.
And as effective?
Effective, exactly.
Okay. And this is obviously a less toxic way.
Absolutely.
And perhaps cheaper? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, that's hard to say, but because they're still in the research and development phase. So ultimately, I think their goal is to be as cost effective, but the treatment to be more safe for the patient.
And they have used this on patients. They've gotten that far.
They have not. They're still in the... what we call preclinical phase, which is when they are testing the rods in animal cancer tumors. And then ultimately, if successful there, when they have shown success there, they will move into clinical trials, which is where the human application begins.
Okay. And folks with this company in Boulder, Siva Therapeutics, will be in the room hoping for money, investors.
Absolutely.
Another competitor, if we can put it that way, is Flashback Technologies of Longmont.
Yes.
What do they make at Flashback?
So Flashback is working on a sensor technology. So essentially, they can put a sensor on the tip of someone's finger to be able to look at internal hemorrhage. You can imagine if you're in an emergency room situation or even on a battlefield situation and physicians are having to triage patients pretty rapidly, this sensor technology will allow them to know if a patient is going into cardiac collapse because of internal hemorrhage and then can triage that patient more rapidly to be able to essentially save their life.
And how is this an innovation compared to where technology is now?
You know, as you can imagine, you're a physician in a trauma situation or out on the battlefield, as I discussed before, and you're having to take in a lot of information. So looking at a screen that gives you multiple indicators at a time or being on a battlefield and not having access to that kind of technology, what Flashback does is they make a much smaller model. It's basically an algorithm that they take that looks at heart rate, that looks at blood pressure, that looks at breathing, and it combines all of that into one tool. So now a physician only has to look at one tool to be able to make a quick decision for that patient.
It's like a Dow Jones industrial average of your
right.
heart. You know, it's sort of taking all of these various signals and coming up with a number that tells you thumbs up or thumbs down.
That's exactly
okay.
the way it works.
You know, these are two examples of medical biotech companies. Is that a strong sector in Colorado when we talk about biotech in general?
Absolutely. You know, the medical device sector for biotechnology is the fastest growing sector in Colorado.
Okay.
It's grown about 14.5% over the last 3 to 4 years.
So when we talk about Siva's nanorods,
yes,
or we talk about, you know, this measure developed by the company Flashback Technologies, how much time, how much money is required to bring things like this to the market?
That's a great question. So for an average company, it is about 10 to 12 years to develop what they're working on. And over those 10 to 12 years, it's about $1 billion.
$1 billion?
$1 billion.
So there's this huge gap, this like decade or more, in which a bright idea needs a sugar daddy, to put it plainly. Or crassly, even.
Yes. Okay. Well, and that's so true. I mean, you call it a sugar daddy, and our companies call it, when they start, the federal government, because most of our companies start with getting federal dollar grants. So when you think about the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, that's what our companies do first, is they'll go to those organizations under the NIH to get federal grants. Mm-hmm. Then once they have a foundation for their research, they'll move on to what we call angel capital. And this is kind of what we consider the valley of death, because they now have proof that their research is commercializable, but not enough to get to a point where they can prove that there's a product that will come out of it. So they have to go to friends and family. They'll have to go to wealthy individuals in the community to fund that valley of death. Then they have enough behind them to go to what we call venture capitalists. So venture capitalists.
And that's where these companies are that we're talking about.
Exactly. That is where these companies are.
And so the companies that will be a part of this, are they looking for $500 million? $1 billion from an investor? What are they looking for?
You know, initially they're looking for their first investment, which typically can run anywhere from $2 to $10 million, depending on the type of technology they're developing.
You're listening to Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner, and we are getting a preview of the BioWest conference taking place in Denver, and particularly the Venture Showcase. So companies with bright ideas in the biotech realm are going to be pitching those ideas to folks with deep pockets in hopes of getting financial backing. In Colorado, it's not just venture capitalists who invest in biotech. The state legislature actually voted to devote some of the money the state gets from tax on gambling, invest those into this industry. That started in 2008, and it was reauthorized by lawmakers last year as well.
It was, which is a huge kudos to our legislature for understanding the importance and the impact of what we call the Bioscience Discovery Evaluation Grant Program. You know, it's a small amount of money. It's about $5.5 million a year. But what we have seen in tracking the ROI is that the state is now receiving about a 5-time return on their investment.
So the state gets a cut when the companies do well.
They get a cut because that investment money goes back into jobs, goes back into contract employment through law firms or through regulatory firms that our companies are accessing.
I see, but it's not direct.
It's not direct. It's a grant fund.
You know, the legislature is trying to grow a new industry here, and it seems like the model for really successful drug startup companies is you come up with a breakthrough and then get bought out by some pharmaceutical giant, you know, on the East Coast or overseas. And that has happened in Colorado. The question is the state just funding all the early work and then seeing the jobs end up somewhere else?
I would say yes and no. I mean, we certainly are growing really strong companies that end up getting acquired. But what happens is that the founders of those companies stay in Colorado. They filter through the community, and then they become founders of new companies. They become CEOs of technologies that are spinning out of the research institutions here, which creates, I think, a stronger core for growing bioscience in Colorado.
Last year, the winner was a medical device company called Sharklet.
Yes.
And it makes a plastic film that mimics shark skin. And that's because shark skin has a structure that makes it hard for bacteria to live on.
Right.
So Sharklet is using that concept to make infection-resistant catheters.
They are. So they are actually able to imprint the structure of shark skin onto medical device technologies. So they created a partnership, a licensing agreement with a major medical device company called Cook Medical. So Cook Medical can work with them on doing exactly that, taking a catheter, imprinting the pattern onto that catheter to inhibit bacteria from essentially moving along that catheter to create urinary tract infections.
And Sharklet is, well, obviously it's beyond the valley of death because it made it to the venture capitalist meeting. Sharklet is based in Aurora, we should say. And are there catheters out there now with this technology on
them? Within the year.
Within the year. Well, April, it'll be fun to see what grows out of this year's meeting a year from now.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
April Giles is Executive Vice President of the Colorado Bioscience Association. She talked to us about tomorrow's Venture Showcase, part of the BioWest Conference in Denver.